sometimes you go to page 2. Sometimes you can get down to page 6. And then it's page 14 that can become very important. The Queen of Sheba is here, Roberta Fasanelli, for her own special report. Jennifer reports on television news in the next half hour of the Good Day program. Compare, and you'll choose the Doug Stephan Good Day program for starting your day. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
How do you like them apples?
The usual, Roberta. Hey, I'm back over here.
I'm here.
Where am I?
Nobody puts Roberta in the corner.
Does anybody hear me?
We hear you too much. Not enough. All right, so what's in the Queen of Cheap box for later on this half hour, Roberta?
Ooh, we've got a lot of stuff for your holiday shopping. We've got men's rings, and we got deals from Gap and Old Navy and the Banana People. And we got to tell you how to get a free ticket to Frozen and some deals.
A free ticket to Frozen?
Music.
What's Frozen?
Frozen. It's a new Disney movie.
Really?
It's a new game that you play. When it snows, you go outside and you wait.
Oh, I've heard
Frozen.
Of Frozen Ropes, which is has something to do with baseball, but I've never heard of Frozen by itself.
What's Frozen Ropes?
Frozen Ropes is a way of training people, young people, how to play baseball. It's
you
really?
Freeze them until yeah. they do it right. It was created by Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
Nice.
The
Ken Kessler is here monitoring our Facebook.com/Good Day Show and the Twitter accounts. The 5 tips to avoid typhoon charity scams are there for you. You can share those if you'd like to. Our video of the day today is a focus on this San Francisco Bat Kid. People have gone bat blank crazy about this story. I find it interesting.
I love it. I cried like
a
baby.
It's so great. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if there's anybody who hasn't heard the story, basically what a lot of people in San Francisco did was pitch in to help grant this child sort of the last wish. They turned a lot of San Francisco into Gotham City so he could be Robin. And there was a Batman there, and it was like the whole...
No, he was Batman.
I thought he was Robin.
No, he was Batman.
He was dressed as Batman.
He was Bat-Kid. Yes.
Bat-Kid.
Bat-Kid.
All right, that's why they call it the Bat... That's the Bat-Kid story.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's that that got all kinds of media attention this weekend. And the JFK 50th anniversary has been getting all kinds of media attention this weekend. Be prepared.
You can't turn on the TV without seeing a special.
You can't. I think the Bat Kid thing is over, but I think the JFK thing is just beginning.
Oh, it's just beginning. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we'll go through. As a matter of fact, I think we plan to do a couple of things on Friday on Good Day. I don't want to get carried away with it, but I think there are a lot of things to think about. A lot of JFK's ideas have survived. There's a new website, in fact, that asks you to share how Kennedy and his legacy have inspired you. You can check that out. I wonder if that's something we ought to share. Just find it, Kenny, and whatever, and share it. Because I think a lot of people, I am certainly someone who would share not only the memories of that day, but the things that I think that Kennedy, and I've been very critical over the years of most of the Kennedys who've been involved in politics, or certainly Teddy Kennedy, because he was just, as a senator, he was just on, he was just there too long. And the father
My
was...
Daddy Kennedy wasn't correct. Such a good guy.
No, he's a bad guy. Anybody gives a lobotomy to his daughter because she's sexually interested in men, and he didn't want her to be sexually interested, so he gave her a lobotomy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah. How do you do that in this? You don't do it in this day and age.
Happened to the Kardashians.
Yeah. Well, that may be the case. Okay, so Washington, Illinois, one of the Midwestern towns. Homes completely destroyed. The tornadoes, the severe thunderstorms in that area yesterday afternoon and last night. Fatalities, extensive damage through Indiana and into Ohio. That storm has moved into now the northeast. You'll have a little shower activity. Winds probably maybe 20, 30 miles an hour, Roberta, where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll blow off. We have another hour or so of thunderstorms and wind here where I am in the suburban Boston area. If you're flying today from an east coast north of Washington, so basically New York, Boston, Hartford, those areas, planes will be delayed because it's windy and it's rainy. But certainly not what they had to deal with yesterday by any stretch of the imagination in the Midwest. This part, and by the way, this is the time of year when you don't expect this to happen. Pretty much every everything calms down and dies down. Hurricane season is over. Tornadoes, usually tornadic activity, is something you think about in the springtime, late March through April, early May, because of these same conditions existing. So here we go. Global warming. Yes or no?
It is very warm. I mean, my goodness, it's going to be like 65 degrees in New York today.
Well, so it happens once in a while.
It's like
if you look at the records, you will find the record for this state is about 74 degrees in New York City as far as warmth is concerned. The low point, I think, is 14 degrees or some other ungodly thing for New York. I just looked it up for Boston. It's about the same kind of thing.
And did you look in your farmer's almanac?
I did not. I don't trust the farmer's almanac. I think it's a waste of time. I like some of the ideas that are in it, but as far as weather forecasts, forget about it. You don't. What I have found gravitated to that I like the most, the Weather Channel and Yahoo are sort of together, and they've changed the formatic way that they present the weather, and I find it to be very helpful not only as a farmer but as a broadcaster to look across the country and see what the weather is here and there in case there's something that I want to talk about that affects some of the areas of the country that carry this program.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy to have that service and be able to use a lot of great things, a lot of great services that are provided by some of these internet carriers. I think it's neat to acknowledge them. By the way, speaking of that, you've heard me over the last, 2 weeks talk about the problems with the FDA's new rules, the implementation of new rules for farmers, small farmers. You've heard me talk about that, right? Do you remember that? I think, as a matter of fact, Kenny, didn't we post all of that stuff, both at Facebook and on the Good Day Show website? We still have it up there?
It is still there.
All right. Because I told you last Friday that was the last day. Well, the deadline has been extended because, and I'm not going to take credit for it, but I know a lot of you were upset about the realities that I have explained and put forth, and you can easily, you don't have to take my word for it, you can go to any number of websites and see the various proposals that have been submitted. Basically, the rules for produce growing and for dairy would put all of the small producers out of business. They just can't do, nor is it necessary, because all the problems come from the big farms, not from the little farms. I didn't say pig farms, I said big farms. So you can enter comments. You can go to DougStephan.com and see what we recommend, what I recommend, in terms of input to the Federal Register system and to your congressman, your senator. There is, and there are three or four different sets of talking points that you ought to know about. You can certainly share this stuff with people. If you think the locavore movement is important, if you think being able to buy local produce, locally produced, is important, if you think getting local dairy is important, then you ought to be commenting on this, because the standards that would take place are ridiculous. Not bad, ridiculous. And offsetting. Two of the pending rules, the standards for growing, harvesting, packing, and holding of produce for human consumption, and the current good manufacturing practice and hazard analysis and risk-based preventative controls for human food, have attracted the most attention because of the definition of farms, definition of testing, quality standards, all of that sort of thing. And again, what we're talking about is a wholesale wiping out of the small family farm. Wiping out the family farm. All right, there are exemptions that have been put into the standards, and the FDA wants to take them out. All right, so you certainly we have listed, if you look at some of the information that we've posted, I think some of it, Kenny, is from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, is it not? If I'm not mistaken, I think that that's...
I think so. I know you sent, there was a lot of information
stuff.
There.
I know I did. All right, so anyway, that's that story, and I'm hopeful that we can help and make a difference, because not only, I mean, it's obviously close to me because I'm a dairy farmer, and it used to be a broadcaster, but it's important for people to have the ability to get good food. We have some of the worst food in the world in our country. Worst in the world. And yet we're supposed to be so progressive. This is not a way to fix that problem. All right, let's, speaking of fixing problems, we'll bring Roberta in here in a few moments to fix a problem or two with Thanksgiving and Black Friday, less than 2 weeks away. And by the way, Hanukkah is even sooner than that this year. You knew that, right?
Yeah, Hanukkah coincides with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, with Thanksgiving. Usually it's Christmas.
Next time that'll happen is like, 4,000 years or something.
All right, so the Queen of Sheep right around the corner here on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Get it started.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth. But then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Let's get it started. Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net powered by VeriSign at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at OfficeMax.com/services.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Sears Auto Center presents the Denskys.
Why don't we just call a tow truck?
I haven't hit this part yet.
Okay, start her up.
Look, a teddy bear.
Unlock the door. Unlock the door.
Don't let bad car care leave you stranded. Head to Sears Auto Center for expert service. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with a Sears card. Sears, where better happens.
Rebate ranges from $40 to $80 and doubles with Sears card. Ends 11/23. See store for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
dive.
Roberta Bessanelli.
How about we get an update on all the great bargains that you found over the weekend for us there, Jennifer? Why do I want to call you Jennifer today?
I don't know. Jennifer's beautiful. I'm glad you're calling me Jennifer.
She is beautiful.
Aww.
In every respect.
These are some great ideas for a holiday shopping. That's what we're going to focus on for the next couple of weeks. We've got men's stainless steel, tungsten, and titanium rings. These are great. I have bought them for my man. And some of them start at just, get this, a penny. You can't believe it. You go to the link that we have for you at DougStephan.com. Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, we've got the coupon code for you, 35% off purchases, and you spend $50 and you get free shipping too, so this is a great way to stock up for those holiday gifts. If you like Disney stuff, there's a new movie out called Frozen, and we're going to tell you here how to get a free movie ticket by buying certain DVDs, and all that information is at DougStephan.com. Yankee Candle, buy two, get two free. And we have some free Christmas music for you. Oh, boy, Christmas music. Did you see that Saturday Night Live skit this past weekend?
No.
Where Kenan Thompson is out at Rockefeller Center, and he's tearing down all of the Christmas decorations. He's grabbing Santas out of kids' hands. He's yelling at the tree workers at Rockefeller Center to stop it. This is not Thanksgiving yet. Get rid of all this stuff. And he's got a handful of all the Christmas decorations. The cops are chasing him. It was hilarious. And we're like, yes. So you'll find all this great stuff at DougStephan.com.
Are you an information visionary? Roberta is.
Yes,
she has
I
lots
am.
Of these things. And by the way, it's a cumulative sort of a place. If you go to the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com, you'll find all the things that are still in effect, if you will, still viable and valuable at DougStephan.com. Also,
like
supermarket guru Phil Lempert has the details on the paleo diet and where to best find the food that's in the diet. That's also right in the heart of the DougStephan.com website.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. products from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Three and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Normally, in this portion of the program each hour, there's a little bit of musical consideration for your listening and dancing pleasure. So we have a special treat for you here because there is a lot of news out of the Middle East, specifically out of Egypt, that the Muslim Brotherhood has produced a rapper whose name is Abdullah Sharif. He is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood who has a studio in Cairo, and police showed up at his studio over the weekend. They didn't arrest him. They went from room to room in his house, seizing his equipment, anything that can be used to make music, because they do not want him producing things that are anti-government like this. Crank this up, everyone, will you please?
I can't believe he just said that.
I find this very entertaining because I don't know what, who knows what these guys are saying, right? The government.
You can't understand this?
No.
Oh, you poor thing.
This is something. Don't, Evan. This is keep it going. The Arab Spring uprisings brought with them rap music, and now rap music heralds the angriness of the young people. The old politicians better look out. So say these people. But the old politicians handle it there the way they do everywhere else. We're going to try to shut them down. So by taking all his equipment away from him in his house, he just goes someplace else and records it. And his name again, Abdullah Sharif, says music is a threat to them. They have guns, but they still fear us. Taking microphones away from me will not stop me being heard. You listen to this, and you think,
you're thinking no matter what the language is,
exactly.
Horrible.
Right, we insulate ourselves.
You feel the anger in this song.
Yeah, well, rap is angry.
You do.
They got all kinds of YouTube accounts, young songwriters, the internet. These guys, the Muslim Brotherhood, they'll do the same thing. Fierce crackdown, though, aimed at them, and all this will do is it'll just bring this thing back to the surface again. He is a poet as well as a lyricist for rap music, into everything from criticizing American foreign policy to the power and water shortages in Egypt. He attacks the liberals who are, he says, in charge. Let's see here. He and others are upset because the military coup pretty much cut the legs out from underneath whatever they were trying to do in terms of democracy. He says in broken English, you can say you're liberal, but you revile me. All you see is my beard. Expel this hate from your heart. This is the translation of trying to help us understand what is being said in this. This is Arabic. Arabic rap. It just doesn't compute, does it? Particularly well.
It actually sounds perfect. Like, it sounds like if we could understand it, this would be a song you'd hear on the radio.
Really?
Don't you think? I mean, the beat and everything sounds like a...
Well, it does, yeah.
Very Eminem, yeah.
Yeah, sounds exactly like Eminem.
It's not hip-hop. It's religious chanting, say some of those who are in the Muslim...
Well, that's what I was wondering, how they get away with it in the extreme Muslim community.
Well, that's it, because they're not accepted at all. Mm-hmm. In Islam, this is not something that you... This isn't... Music isn't...
You're not going to hear this on the radio.
Pop music isn't even acceptable in Islam. So anyway, pretty incendiary stuff. Pretty interesting also to see how it's coming to the surface and how they're dealing with it in the old traditional way. Shoot them if you don't like them and ask questions later. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In East
e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
It's a good day. It's always a good day. Signs you're ready for Monday. You're sleepy, groggy. You wish you weren't going to work. That's a sign that you have had sort of a normal weekend, I guess.
I know.
All right, Jennifer
Everybody
Horn.
Everybody has the Monday blues a
Roberta
little.
Roberta Fasanelli, yeah. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. The party, the discussion of parties and what happens with the Tea Party. Is it going to survive the Libertarian Party, Republican Party? The Democratic Party. There is, because of some interest in New York City, the Working Families Party. How many people are familiar with the Working Families Party?
Yep.
You must be, Roberta. Because without them, Mr. de Blasio, is it de Blasio?
De Blasio.
De Blasio would not have made it to the top. Apparently, this is a new group of people, and he used them, and they were the ones that were... A lot of the Occupy people were in this group, I think, right? And that, would you say that would be a good way of trying to qualify who's in this group? How would you qualify working families? Yeah, how would you, who's there? Who's in this group?
I think it's people dissatisfied with both the Republicans and the Democrats, though they do tend to lean a little more liberal in this. So it's just an alternative. You know, you see that a lot. I don't know if the other parts of the country have it, but you see that a lot in New York. It's not just, you know, Republican and Democrat on the ballot. There might be three, four, five, six, you know, even
more.
Which
is healthy, yeah.
Yeah, even more in large elections like presidential elections. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times either the Republican or the Democratic contender appears in the different parties. So you may have, you know, a certain, like de Blasio appearing on the Democratic and the Working Families
right
ticket.
Yep.
Which always kind of confused me, because if, let's say, he gets the majority of the votes spread across five different parties, does he still win the election?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parties have no affiliation. The vote of the candidate. That's what I like about this, Frank. Mm-hmm. We need more parties, in my opinion. We need more parties. We need to do something to dilute the effect or the impact of the Republicans and Democrats, because look what it's brought to us. Nothing.
It's a mess.
So there are a lot of people. I'm looking at the others. Apparently, 9 of the 10 council seats, the people who won, were backed by the Working Families Party in New York.
Yep. Yep.
So this is something that is...
an up-and-comer.
Now, exactly. This is... they have branches in Connecticut, also in Washington, out in Oregon, Bridgeport, Connecticut, mm-hmm. party instrumental in electing school board members opposed to the sitting superintendent, who was an advocate of school privatization. This is a harbinger of alliances to come. The party has backed Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any difference.
They say, vote your values.
Right.
That's their motto. Vote your values.
Yep. I think that's something that people ought to be aware of. I bet there are very few of our listeners who know about the Working Families Party, but now you can't say you don't know because you've been told.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have been told. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, focusing on the typhoon and survivors. Have you donated to help the typhoon survivors in the Philippines? A, yes, I did. I did right away. B, no, not yet, but I'm planning to. C, I'm waiting to hear what they can actually do to get help to these people. See, they can't really get on the island that had the most devastation. They can't really get to. I want to, but I don't know where to donate. Well, we'll take care of that because the five tips to avoid typhoon charity scams and the list of the good ones are at DougStefan.com and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Let's see here. I can't afford it right now is one of the answers. F, no, I'd rather donate my money to a cause here at home. Whichever it is that you prefer,
mm-hmm.
You're helping all of us understand what's going on. The sort of pulse of the families and people listening to this program focus on the pulse of the country. At DougStefan.com. Our poll over the weekend, will you spend Thanksgiving shopping? Let's see, 28% said I have to work on Thanksgiving. 28% of those who responded said
we
have to work on Thanksgiving. My God.
For the first time in how long we don't have to work on Thanksgiving.
We're not going to be on. I'll be on an airplane on Thanksgiving morning. 27% of you said.
And we're sad about it.
I know you. Right. I'm spending the day with family and friends. 23% said, yes, I can't wait to save on all my Christmas shopping. And 22% of you said, no, I'll probably go out and shop after dinner. So shopping on Thanksgiving. Can't get away from...
Shop online. Go to the Queen of Cheap. You find all these great deals that I give you. I'm shopping online. I don't like going into stores.
All right, Roberta. Thank you very much.
So that's what
story
everybody can do.
At DougStefan.com today from Michigan, a gentleman in Bloomfield Hills decided that he was going to show his wife. Hmm. Nothing worse than the wrath of a scorned lover, right?
Uh-huh.
Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. This fellow buys a house next to his former wife. His name is Alan Markovitz. Moved into the home where he erected a statue, which is basically a middle finger.
Uh-oh.
And it's next to the wife where his next to the home where his ex-wife lives with her new lover. She apparently
That's
had
great.
An affair with this guy while she was married to Mr. Markovitz, so he bought the house next door, and he's put a giant finger
on
the
goodness.
Front porch.
So funny.
I love it. I love it.
A little obsessive, maybe, but you know.
It's one way of getting your point across, I suppose. One way or the other. All right, so this is pretty disturbing. An 11-year-old boy was handcuffed to a porch with a dead chicken draped around his neck.
Why? Voodoo?
Union County, New Jersey. No, this is Union County, North Carolina. I thought it was Union County, New Jersey. Apparently a deputy saw the boy outside on the porch making his rounds, sitting there shivering. 9:30 yesterday morning, Dorian Lee Harper, the boy's foster parent, asked the deputy why he was there. Deputy asked for identification. Another child opened up the door, releasing a bunch of dogs that chased the deputy back to his cruiser.
Oh, boy.
I can understand this is Monroe. What do you know about Monroe,
already?
North Carolina? Kenny, you live there, or you live in South Carolina?
Oh, I was in North Carolina, but I was in Raleigh.
I'm not sure about Monroe either.
I'm looking at pictures of these two beauties. Man, this woman named Wanda Sue Lars, she's living with Dorian Lee Harper, and they take in foster children.
Oh, great.
And after the policeman was chased away by the dogs, he called for backup. Dogs were secured. The man removed the 11-year-old from the porch with the dead chicken wrapped around his neck. Deputies went and searched the house. Found five children, ages 14, 13, 11, 9, and 8. The husband and, not even husband, right, the men and women were placed under arrest, charged with intentional child abuse inflicting serious injury, false imprisonment, cruelty to animals.
Do we know why the chicken with the kid? Was there a reason, some symbolism, something?
That is not clear here from what I have seen. He had apparently been bad, but this was supposed to teach him not to do whatever he had done. 11 years old. The woman who's living with this guy happens to be in charge of the social services department in that county. Can you believe it? The woman with the foster kids in charge of the social services unit.
You can believe anything these days.
Unbelievable. You got to wonder, what would prompt anybody to do something like that? Okay. I found the finger amusing and not abusive, but I find that other stuff.
My favorite part of the finger story, by the way.
Yeah.
At night, he's got a spotlight on it.
That's great. Light it up. Make sure everybody knows.
What do neighbors think? I mean, you know.
The ex-wife is the neighbor.
You can see the picture on DougStefan.com. It's in the backyard, right up, like almost against the fence.
Right.
So she's got a great view out her window.
What people will do. Jilted lovers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Maybe this guy is. Heart Factors Plus. We better send him a bottle. Maybe send it. The wife would be more upset, the former wife, than would he. Heart Factors Plus can help you by boosting your own nitric oxide level. Heart Factors Plus works for thousands and thousands and thousands of men and women here in America. Matter of fact, the people who have been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now say that it definitely helps with blood pressure. There are people who are taking it because they have blood pressure issues in their family, and this is a way of sort of dealing with it, preventing it, if you will, before it becomes a problem. Boosting nitric oxide levels affects your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong, better circulation and blood flow through your entire system. You need better blood flow in your brain, to all of your organs, to everything that's in your body. You're going to be so much better off after having taken Heart Factors Plus. Get on the routine, get on the regimen. Call 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. Try Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. Absolutely risk-free. You get a free bottle when you mention Doug Stefan. Call the order line now for Heart Factors Plus and get blood everywhere in your system. And don't worry about the effects of high blood pressure happening to you later on. This will ameliorate the problem before it becomes a problem. 800-577-8560. I'm not saying if you have high blood pressure, this is the way to take care of it. This is basically the way to keep it from happening. That's what you want. Prevention. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Stefan here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Jen Jen.
Dougie.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Oh,
has
boy.
Has been suspended already. How long has he been doing this MSNBC show?
Oh, not very long. It's his new show. But he made a homophobic outburst against the paparazzi last week. So MSNBC suspended him. Up Late with Alec Baldwin has been suspended for 2 weeks. Just after the suspension was announced, Alec issued an apology saying, I did not intend to hurt or offend anyone with my choice of words, but I clearly have. And for that, I am deeply sorry. He said a derogatory term for a gay person. Which
well, but he didn't say it on the show. He said it on the street when the paparazzi were chasing him around.
Right. He said it in life. And MSNBC is the morality police. So they said, you know what? Yeah. That's not okay, Alec. We have to let you go for a little bit.
Really?
The question now, however, is whether or not the show comes back at all. GLAAD has gotten involved. That's the gay and lesbian advocacy group.
Of course.
They've called they're upset because Alec called them the bad word, and she
didn't call the members of the gay and lesbian alliance.
No, he called this
photographer. How did he know whether the guy was gay or not?
I don't know, but he contends he never said that word. He said he said fathead instead, which
well, that's close to blank sucking blank.
Right.
Very close.
What's really funny is that CNN anchor Anderson Cooper called out Alec Baldwin. He tweeted, just read Alec Baldwin's latest excuses. They are actually so ridiculous, they are funny. Because he always has something. He always says, oh, no, I didn't do that. I did this. Instead, he always comes up with something else. All right, gunfire.
Blam, blam, blam. Broke out on
the location set of Showtime series House of Lies. According to reports, the show is filming at a housing project in South Central L.A., which attracted a crowd. In the crowd were members of rival gangs. And after Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell finished, T.I., also a rapper, finished a scene, the members got aggressive and shots rang out.
You know, this just seems to me to point out how many animals there are living among us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, walking
really?
The streets.
Yeah. In Paula Deen... What is she doing? Is she back to? Is this a television gig? What's the story with her?
No, actually, she's not necessarily a part of the TV report, but I love her, so we'll talk about her. She's inching her way back into the spotlight. She's opening a brand new shop called Paula Deen Foods. It's a retail store.
I mean, I just thought I saw it, and I thought it was television.
And she will host a one-hour live cooking show just as a one-off special to announce the launch. Now, lots of fans of How I Met Your Mother. It's in the last season. It's going to be going away in May, but... There's good news if you are a fan of that show. It is now official that How I Met Your Dad will go into production next season sometime.
Oh,
isn't that fun?
They just take the scripts and just change the...
They're going to give the female spin on the original show. So CBS is happy to have it because it's
what does
a
that
huge
mean to the cast them. Of characters that's on How I Met Your Mother?
It means that they won't have a job because this will be surrounding the mother. But maybe towards
why?
The end...
If the children of the mother and father, why wouldn't they all...
Because they weren't together during the whole... I mean, this is his wife-to-be is going to be is someone new who hasn't been part of the cast.
Who's that? Doogie Howser's wife? To be?
No, he's not even the star of the show.
I thought he was.
It's not about him.
Really?
No.
Oh, why is he the one who gets all the attention then?
Because he's funny and good.
Oh, okay. All right. Is he upset about what Alec Baldwin called the paparazzi?
I'd imagine he's probably not his biggest fan.
51 after.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Let's get to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his report on what's in the news in terms of medical news. And, of course, the discussion of statin drugs is something that you've talked a lot to me about personally and a lot on the air about, not only here but on our weekend program, the Good Day weekend program that Ken is on with me for 2 hours every weekend. He goes through the big important stories of the week, takes a lot of calls from people. You might want to check it out. So what is this new emphasis on statins, and how is it going to affect, let's say, you as an eminent cardiologist, you're treating your patients?
This will have great effect. We're talking big picture, Doug, about preventing the number one killer of Americans, heart attacks, and preventing the number one disabler of Americans, stroke. And the nation's first new heart disease prevention guidelines in a decade were released this week. The American Heart Association, combined with the American College of Cardiology, got together reviewing the medical literature and then coming up with guidelines that most American doctors do follow. And if they don't, to their peril. What has happened is the guidelines offer doctors a new formula for estimating risk of heart disease or circulatory disease that includes age, gender, race, and factors such as whether one smokes. We have 4 new recommendations to when to use these statins. Individuals who have any blockage in the circulation to the heart, individuals with a bad cholesterol LDL greater than 190, such as those with what's called familial hypercholesterolemia, big mouthful, and individuals with diabetes age 40 to 75 with a bad cholesterol between 70 to 189 is the third group. And then this is where so many people are going to be advised statins, those people who are between 70 and 189 with their LDL but have a 7.5% or higher risk in the next 10 years of getting circulatory disease. And the doctors were given this big fancy new formula to figure this out. So this is going to affect up to about a third of the American population of adults are going to be indicated to get on a statin. And no longer are we advised to pick a number, so-called treating to targets, either get your bad cholesterol LDL down to 100 or down to 70. The advice is to just get it down at least less than 50% of what it was, and just to use a medium to high dose of the most aggressive statins, either the Lipitor, which is in generic, or the Crestor, which is not yet in generic.
All right. So what do you think about this as a cardiologist, 25, 30 years experience? You have your own clinic in Florida. You have advised me, for example, to go on a low-dose statin. I haven't done it yet, but there are a lot of things that you think go along with this, beneficial things that go along with this. But so yesterday or this week, how have you started talking to your patients about
this? Well, I advised you a low-dose just to get your feet in the water, and I was going to hopefully get you up higher because I know you've been very uneasy about the statin. But intuitively, I've been following this because these are purely nothing more than evidence-based recommendations based on the changing medical literature as it has evolved over the past 10 years, that statins are really the getting your numbers, just looking at your cholesterol numbers and getting them down doesn't really do much. There's no evidence of just taking cholesterol with whatever and getting the numbers down actually prevents heart attacks and strokes. And that's what this writing committee is trying to convince the American public. But there is plenty of evidence that if you use a statin, which gets the cholesterol down as well as the inflammation down and also stabilizes plaque, there's plenty of great information that that effort does lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes. And that's the big picture of what they're trying to focus on. And I've been advocating that all along because that's what the studies show.
All right. Let's talk about what happens in your mouth with your teeth if they are ugly. Not only do they look bad, but there are things that happen to your gums that are unhealthy. All the more reason to try power swabs, Ken.
Exactly. Keeping the mouth healthy, it's the gateway to good health. Every day people are setting goals, Doug, to change their bodies, better their minds, and improve their confidence. Self-improvement, yes, it is in. And I'd like to set a new goal for you to improve your life by whitening your smile because it's never been easier. It's time you try power swabs. It's the world's first tooth detergent. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. A breakthrough patented ingredient in power swabs penetrates deep within the tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Power swabs works on all teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, and bonding, whitening teeth with little to no tooth sensitivity. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break, get your smile stain-free and ultra-right with power swabs. It's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Try it today, risk-free today.
800-865-7602. 800-865-7602 for power swabs.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.